Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What side's your good side, Cody?
Well, so I always tell people it's actually the other side.
Okay.
The tattoo side. That's the
that's the money. That's the
plus
money.
My Rolex is on this hand randomly, so Rolexes are a thing. Cardona has a Rolex.
Cardona, did you get that for him?
No. He got it.
Did he get that one for
the
you?
The Indy God. No. Okay. Diamond Sheik got this for me.
Okay.
Sheik, there he is.
Yes. I'm familiar with his work.
Genuine, real jeweler here in the Atlanta area. He's the man. Am I holding one of these?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're rolling right
happening.
Now.
We're rolling.
What's up, you guys?
It's happening.
Fightful. It's Cody Rhodes. We've reported about you a time or two.
Put a couple updates out from time to time.
A couple.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk business on interviews, but I will say this. The story of you coming to WWE sort of swallowed up Stone Cold Steve Austin returning to wrestling as far as our site went. Going through something like that, what's going through your head? And I'm sure we're going to find out a little bit of that in that documentary. But, like, you're the focus of attention of the entire wrestling world, of multiple companies, and the what is he going to do next?
I really look at it in a sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds like, oh man, this cheese ball, but that's truly like the moment, even if 20 fans run up to you and, hey, can we get a picture? Can we get an autograph? And you feel so good and feel so big and it fills your ego up. The moment they walk away, the first thing you think of is, how can I keep the interest? How can I keep capturing their imagination? You just want it to never end. And with what happened with returning, and you mentioned it being such a big story, the only reason I think that is, and I don't think it's a matter of, oh, I'm super special or talented, or and I don't think it's hard work or perseverance or betting on yourself even. I think it was because what people were witnessing, they were witnessing in real time. Oh my gosh, this. We witnessed All In real time, and we witnessed, AEW became a thing, and no way is this going to, and then this happened, and it was very obvious, it felt like, to fans in the audience that night in Dallas, without ever saying, hey, I'd like to come back and win the WWE Championship, without ever saying it felt very obvious, like, oh, that's what he's back for, and just, again, blessed, lucky, they didn't boo me in Dallas, which I was certain they were going to do, and just a charmed life.
So I've never got to talk to you about a lot of this stuff, and
no, we text.
We do.
We've texted before.
But I mean, a lot of this stuff I've never got to talk to you about the process of finding out, oh, Cody's deal might be coming up.
Sure.
And one wrestler said, shit's about to hit the fan. And I said, well, what could that be about?
Oh, no.
What could that be about? And then myself and a friend of mine, John Alba, we're trying to crack this code. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And I text somebody in AEW, and they said, I started to sweat as soon as you sent me a text message.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, so it's related to this person.
Who's your source?
I'm not going to say.
One day
they will reveal themselves. But I'm very interested. After that sort of surface, what was the reaction like with you backstage, because you had maintained very good relationships and still do with so many people there?
Well, I think everyone knew, because I really took such pride in being an executive. Mm-hmm. I took such pride in trying to be a leader, and you know, always dressing the best, always trying to be organized, on time, have a format out, have some information, some, hey, what am I doing? Even in a place that's a bit chaotic or a bit more punk rock, like, you know, this is what it's going to be, or you could try this, or hey, I don't know what I'm going to say in this. Do you have any ideas? I took that very seriously and really loved that role. So I think most people thought we'll get the same him. And very few had the time with me, because my office was like this rotating door of nonsense. We'd get in there and we'd start talking wrestling and we'd almost forget there was a show going on. The thing I missed so much from the period of being executive was that office. It was just the center of fun for me, and anyone who came in there knows about that. But I think everyone got the sense that business was usual. I would do whatever. Sammy Guevara, I was wrestling with him at the time. I was going to make sure he looked amazing and looked better than he did when he was the very first match in the company's history. I don't think they were worried, and I don't think they were concerned, because I think they didn't think I would be leaving. You know, this was a thing that was my baby and Mad Nick's baby and Tony's baby. But no way is he gone. And that's kind of the way it needed to be, where it didn't pull the Band-Aid right off. You know, one week I'm there and one week I wasn't. And I remember some guys were tasked with loading my stuff that was in the end-up suitcases. And, you know, they're making a big scene out of it and making it just do it, man. This is part of it. People come, people go. You have a good season of your life, a good time. And, yeah, I think because we ripped the Band-Aid off so quickly, there wasn't time for a big tumultuous fallout. I don't even know if that's what you asked me, but that's where I went.
Well, I mean, it's all fascinating.
Yeah, Denise is over here, by the way.
Yeah, she's Denise.
Very proud of you, by the way.
Look at that. Can't put her over. Yeah. Put her over during really our interview. Job.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, it's she's very proud. She's out there making moves.
She is making moves.
You know,
Chris
Van Vliet. You mentioned him, and Sean said he was more handsome than him.
I am.
Chris is another making moves type, and obviously Sean is a making moves type. But that's a big thing when you see someone who was in the charming punk rock level of this, and all of a sudden they're represented in a professional sense.
Like a Pixar dad, like Chris Van Vliet. It's ridiculous.
A little much. The jawline. Yeah, he's getting there, though. Good on him.
So you got too light for me. Do you still talk to Matt and Nick?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time. And usually the point, we have to really thank Matt and Nick, too, because the BTE footage that's in this that I think most people are going to be blown away that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In there, we couldn't tell the story without them, and they were so generous to allow us to use that. And mostly Matt, Nick, and I talk about how we don't think anyone remembers that we did this and did that. We kind of go back and forth on, like, do you think they remember? Do you think they...
That was a huge part of it. It was so entertaining.
And I think that's our bond. That's the thing. Matt, Nick, and I have a great relationship. Kenny, great relationship. I think we're bonded forever. If we never step in another ring together ever, like, I would have their back, and I hope they have mine, and I really wish them the best in whatever they do. But again, Matt and Nick Jackson for allowing that footage, which allows the real story to be told, because I think I saw some people thinking this would be revised, maybe revised to my perspective,
sure,
but not the fiction, the reality. And Matt and Nick are a huge part of it, Kenny as well, so I'm glad it's in there.
Have you ever talked to Triple H about the throne smashing, and what did he say?
So we have never spoke about the throne smashing.
Okay.
And I'm even further concerned that one day Hunter is going to watch The Exorcism of Cody Rhodes and be like, wait, I was the bad guy? Even though Frankie Kazarian did a really great job, and we kind of made him look really cool. He was kind of Terminator-like in how he did it. But, yeah, he's never asked me. And he's one of those, I feel like, who's unsuspecting. You'll think he doesn't read your interviews or whatnot, and then one day he'll be like, I read this thing you said.
I found that out in the past.
Yeah, he's very perspective, like very, he's very organized about WWE.
He largely brought back media calls. Like there weren't a lot of them that were happening before then. You brought back the press conference.
The scrum. Yeah. Well, Brandy actually was responsible for that at AEW. And then I was so glad when I told Adam Hopkins, who's not there anymore at WWE, but I told him, like, after Mania, do it. Set it up. I bet they come. Build it, and I bet they come. And then we were able to have a beautiful turnout for that event.
You like doing this stuff.
Yeah. No, you cover. And doing this stuff. Well, here's the reality of it is, not knocking the from an opinion base, but we're at the most successful time in wrestling history.
Yeah.
You're in it, and you're covering it in your prime. In your prime, covering. Attitude Era, amazing. Opinions and all that, amazing. But from a factual bottom line standpoint, tickets and things of that nature, this is
rights fees.
This is the gold. This is the new golden era, and we get to be in it. Like, everyone wants to be the one, like, oh, it's because of me and I'm leading the charge. Screw that. We're in it. We get to all be part of it. It's a team effort, and I think that's why we get along to the degree that we do.
Just sort of an in-ring question that I've long wondered. So obviously you do Dustin's uppercut. You know, the elbow sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like doing the elbow.
The elbow.
But I'll do it occasionally,
Modified diamond cutter, the Cody cutter, of course. The Alabama Slam, maybe an homage to your first tag team champion co-partner,
Bob
Raleigh. Are there any others, like, hidden in there that are homages to other people that maybe influenced you throughout your career?
Booker T in the corner. Jerry Lynn also does it.
I'll
do the spin over into a sunset flip. Yeah. My rule is, if I've wrestled you more than five times, I can do all your stuff.
Okay.
And it's only my rule, and people hate it. And I love the Cody cutter. I think it's better than an Os cutter, but I did get it from Will. So fair play to Will, who's super talented.
Killing it.
Beyond super talented. But if I've wrestled you more than five times, I told Jay Lethal this once, and he hated it. He's like, no, that's not how it works. I can do your stuff. And it's just my rule, and I'm waiting for somebody to be like, hey, please don't. But hey, that's just, I like to sponge. Part of what we do is I got to lean into being a Rhodes, so I can do these Rhodes thing. I got to lean into being part of the indie revival. I got all that, and I'm lucky to have been part of it. And so I sponge off as much as I can. The Booker role, which Jerry does as well. There's a couple Arn Anderson things I do that are hard to visualize. Yeah, it's all someone else's. It's all someone else's. I just try to put it in a nightmare package.
As we wrap it up here on the red carpet of the American Nightmare, becoming Cody Rhodes, what do you want the headline of this interview to be?
Oh, this specific interview?
This specific interview based on what we talked about. Because you know I'm getting like six articles out of it anyway.
The specific interview. Maybe the headline would be, thank you, Sean. Because there's a portion of this doc which talks about being a free agent and being reported and the fruit that it yielded. And there's some on one side of the fence that hate said fruit, or maybe they hate it, who knows? And there's others who, thank gosh, it was the best thing that could have ever happened for all companies. And that's because you reported it. And that, thank you, Sean. But I feel like that's super
that's
generous.
Enough. That's
thank
good.
You, Fightful.
That's enough.
Thank you, Fightful.
No, that's good. Got Until it. Next time, guys, we're out.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. You've heard me talk about a lot of things that NordVPN.com/Fightful has, and I'm about to tell you almost everything it has. Listen to your favorites abroad. If you're traveling and you want to listen to your favorite shows, they got you covered. Fastest VPN in the world. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. So that way your IP address is changed. You can safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, simply browse in complete privacy. You can protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi no matter where it is. You can secure every device you own on every operating system you own. They also have the ability to get a NordPass password manager. Maybe it's a little more difficult for you to remember those passwords. They got you covered. They also got the file encryption tool. That way there's an extra layer of security between you
and your content. Threat protection, you're safe from disruptions with their kill switch, 24/7 tech support, fastest VPN on the planet, reliable encryption, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You will end up saving money when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.